This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Miracle of the Quran is when you start with one verse, you won't be able to continue just with one verse. It will continue to two, and then three, and then four, and then more. So you end up reading a whole page a day. You end up reading more, and then you start memorizing things. You know, I'm always baffled by how people, they want their kids at a very young age to learn every song that there is in the market. Whatever song is on Spotify, Dotify, whatever other fi there is, everyone's learnt it. And they learn the moves of the same songs on which app? On which app? Don't pretend like you don't know. TikTok, there goes, mashallah. You see, we learn the moves. But I tell you what, without realizing that I could have spent my time learning verses of the Quran, when you have a little kid, the first things that you put into the sponge, it is taken in and absorbed more than anything else. And the life is being molded at that point. So when your life is being molded and whatever you're absorbing happens to be divorced from Allah and the message that Allah has given us, what do you expect as an outcome? Rather, we let the child absorb beautiful recital of the Quran. Recently, I came across a lovely reciter by the name of Muhammad Al-Faqih from Yemen. Have you heard that name? No. You can check him out. A young guy. And subhanAllah, beautiful, melodious recital. I swear I could sit all night and hear the entire Quran, listen to it and concentrate. That's how beautiful the recital is. People ask me, who's your favorite reader? Can you guys say a few names? Who's your favorite reciter? Just call out names. Abdul Basit, Mu'aykili. Who else? Mishari. Who else? Afa. Who else? Anas Al-Imadi. Who else? Look at all the names, mashallah. Beautiful, right? I have a different favorite reciter in different moods. How's that one? I promise you, and I'm not cheating, by the way. Sometimes you listen to so many, Haytham Ad-Dakhin, for example, Hazza Al-Blushi, for example, this guy, Muhammad Al-Faqih, I'm talking about, a guy known as Ra'ad Al-Kurdi, a guy known, so many reciters, one after the other. There are tons and tons of them available. And wallahi, I tell you, depending on your mood, each one will help you by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to calm down, to soothe, to fulfill that within you that needs fulfilling because you are connected with the Quran just by listening. Imagine if you're reading. Imagine if you try to read with a melodious tone. I once told some people, a gathering, that you must make an effort to read with a melody. So one of the ladies messaged me later and told me, it's so difficult to read with a melody. I said, you have to, you must. It's only you. It's only you in your room. But instead of looking at the Quran and saying, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. It's not wrong to do that, but Allah wants you to beautify it. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. See the difference? Amazing. And the sister tells me about 2 weeks later that I can't believe the contentment I feel. I'm happy. I'm so happy. I was sad and depressed. I look forward to reading the word of Allah and telling Allah, oh Allah, for you I'm doing this. Listen. Listen to this. Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty grant us ease.